We started the week sans Mick, and after a weekend of binging on season 3 of The Crown, Jane couldn't help but announce his replacement in appropriate regal fashion.
Michael Molloy, who was unable to be with us here today, it is with the utmost pleasure that I welcome Anthony Lehman.
And for people playing along at home, Jane is wearing white gloves that go up to her elbows.
And pearl.
Ursula Carlson joined us ahead of her new comedy tour, Token African.
You don't know South Africa. I honestly don't know where you've been. Like, everyone knows one of us. You've worked with one of us.
Yes.
You live in the neighbourhood with one. Your doctor's one. Or your sister's getting married to one. Or you accidentally slept with one of us. Because we're pretty generous in that department.
We'll sleep with you.
Mick's big day on the golf course Monday ended up hitting newsstands.
It wasn't just any golf game, though.
No,
was
it wasn't. It's as configured for the President's Cup.
So important that you're on page 3.
That's what I call my Craig Parry look.
and then
you go to page 8. There's a big picture of me and Chris Smith.
Yeah.
And for the girls out there, that's Chris on the left. It's confusing for the ladies when me and Chris are out together because you don't know where to look.
An Australian icon was messing with Jane's taste buds.
Vegemite has actually changed the recipe.
Hang on a second.
We're unhappy, as mad can be.
And not only does it look different, it doesn't have the zing.
I thought it was me that had finally got sick of Vegemite after 20 years that it's changed the recipe.
Oh, yeah, I've noticed it where I was making my daughter's Vegemite toast. It didn't spread the same.
See, it doesn't spread the same.
It doesn't spread the same. It doesn't look the same. It doesn't taste the same.
They've taken gluten out of it.
Is that a possibility?
Yes, it is. So that celiacs and all the other people say, oh, now I'm gluten-free. And they can't be sued for anything.
Mick had a big announcement for our final week on air this year.
My brewery, Brick Lane, pubs, 4 days, my shout.
What?
Brisbane, Sydney, Newcastle, Melbourne.
Can't wait. We'll have a great
time. Yeah, that's going to be great. Do we get any beer here?
What do we get?
You get to know that I'm out there taking a bullet for the team.
Trying to think of what to call people going to your
pub crawl party.
Bart, what's your suggestion?
Schoonies
instead of schoolies.
And speaking of schoolies, Jane let us in on what she recalls from hers.
I really don't have a great memory, but my friends who taped me.
What?
What do you mean?
When I might have had a few, got me to talk about past boyfriends. I also impersonated Olivia Newton-John with a fan, and I may not have had a top on at the time.
This is like the Zapruder footage.
Is it on VHS?
We burnt it. Got rid of it.
What about you? What did you do for schoolies?
I woke up naked in a treehouse.
What? Yeah. What do you mean?
Oh, look, I don't want to elaborate.
Tom Bellard's currently writing a play about Federation.
My brain is full of this research, but the problem with doing a satire about it is no one knows anything about the thing.
I don't think I know much.
Well, let's find out. We've got a Federation quiz, people.
Oh, it's a Federation quiz.
Who is the father of Federation?
Lord Hopeton.
Colonel Sanders.
Henry Parkes. Our first Prime Minister, Edmund Barton, got a nickname by the press. What was his nickname?
Barton.
We caught up with Nathan Lyon ahead of the first test against Pakistan at the Gabba.
My one beef with the Australian bowling lineup is not enough facial hair.
No, I totally agree. They're a bunch of pretty boys, if you ask me, especially led by Pat Cummins.
Nassim Shah is going to be playing, and he is half your age.
Yeah, thanks for reminding me of that.
Do you remember what you were doing at 16?
I'll still scratch myself, I think, and try and figure out.
I was shoplifting from Brash's.
I was going on Hey Hey, It's Saturday, dressed up as Demis Roussos.
I was obtaining my CB radio license.
Oh my God.
Okay. Right. Well, that's too much information.
And Adam Gilchrist also joined us.
Oh, well, I can tell you what my eldest son is 17 and he's at schoolie.
There you go.
I wouldn't want him walking out the face paint at the moment.
Anticipation was building for Jane's big catch up today with Christopher Knight, TV's Peter Brady.
So you're so excited in all my life.
A disrespect in your voice about the Brady Bunch. This is a very big deal for me.
Who are you speaking to?
I think you know exactly his name, Christopher Knight.
With news of some cows that had island hopped during a hurricane in the States, Jane had this question.
Can cows swim?
Cows can't swim.
I beg your pardon.
Cows don't swim, Jane.
Yes, they can.
Have you ever seen cows swim?
Well, look, I haven't been in an environment where I've been looking out for a cow to swim.
Jane, what's their preferred stroke? Do they breaststroke?
Water buffalo can swim.
It's called a water buffalo. It's happy in the water.
You don't know what they do at night.
We sent Adam Rosenbach's on assignment to the bull riding grand final in Townsville.
It was fantastic. What I loved about it, the outfits they wear, you know, they were wearing like dark denim, cowboy shirts, cowboy hats, all without irony. And I don't know how they do it, because it was mid-30s up there, and I'd be sweating like Prince Andrew can't. Like, I just...
With just hours till Jane's Brady Brunch rendezvous...
Are you nervous?
My whole career in showbiz has really culminated to this moment. Christopher Knight, right. And thank God I get a day away from you.
Yeah, he might want to take some pepper spray, I reckon. What's his name? Christopher Knight.
Peter.
Who's the middle child, wasn't
yeah.
he?
And finally... The big day arrived.
Christopher Knight in the flesh. And I promise you I'm not a stalker, Chris, but I'm sitting
effective.
Very close.
You're an effective stalker.
Am I?
Yes.
Oh,
you
my God.
You were quite effective in bringing the very Brady renovation here.
Well, that's true.
You stalked it here.
I did. And I'm so glad that you didn't have to go through meeting Mick Molloy, because he interviewed Barry Williams a few years ago and kept calling him Greg, and it was so embarrassing.
Barry has his twitch now. Is that the reason?
Yeah, that would be the cause. Thanks, Chris Knight.
Thank you. I'm in your debt.